Welcome to the Entertainment Engine.
Hello, my name is Peter Moore.
And I'm Bex Gregory. And welcome to the next episode of the Entertainment Engine.
The idea behind this podcast is to provide clarity and information on the entertainment industry for new bands and artists, as well as existing creative industry people who are looking just to brush up on their knowledge.
You can listen to us on all streaming platforms and be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
If you want to learn more about what we do on a day-to-day basis, then please visit our website, seamlessentertainment.co.uk.
Each week, we'll be bringing you an in-depth area of the entertainment industry. And this week, we're looking at the pros and cons of an independent label versus a major label.
Also on the show, Bex has the facts of the day and a question for this week for our listeners. Plus, I'll have all the latest entertainment news.
And now, it's over to Pete to get started for this week's episode.
Well, hello again and welcome to the next episode of the Entertainment Engine. I hope everybody's keeping well. This week, I thought we'd have a look at independent labels versus the major labels and looking at the pros and cons. Now, I thought this would be a really good one to cover for this week because we looked at how to set up a label, an independent label, and I thought this week we'll look at the pros and cons of between the independent sector and the major sector, what to look for, what not to look for. If anybody's thinking of setting up a label, you know, what you need to do. I know we sort of cover these points in a couple of other podcasts, but I thought this would be quite crucial because then you can look at the pros and cons of what to do and what not to do, really. And having worked at two labels myself, the landscape has changed massively over the last sort of couple of years, really, let alone the last 25 years. So let's, without further ado, let's just dig into this area so we can look at some really interesting points. So when it comes to, you know, basically getting a record deal, finding the right fit and structure with a label is really crucial. But as an indie or a major record company, what's the better overall fit for you? And really, firstly, you would need to know the differences between a major and an independent record company. The common perception of a record label is that one of a major record labels are located in London, Los Angeles, or even New York, which signs all of the major artists and bands effectively to them. So these major labels, including Sony, Warner, EMI, Capitol, and Universal Records, are major corporations with hundreds of millions of dollars behind them to support the projects they choose to. And really, that's where they win, to be fair. This allows them to fully fund the biggest artists out there. In the eyes of emerging artists, a record deal with a major label is always the biggest prize to go after. But bright lights and big city, does that sound familiar? However, the major music industry is really on life support, and partly what some people call it is dead men walking. With the introduction online for social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, and digital music retail stores such as iTunes and Amazon, the fact that major releases are often leaked into the internet weeks before their release day, which is no surprise really, so nothing really is a surprise in this day and age. Everything's all up for grabs, and the way the internet's moving, I think it's definitely here to stay really. So now let's enter the indie, which is short for independent record label. So the first point, what makes a record label an indie? Any music recording label that operates without the funding of an organisation of the major music labels is considered an indie, independent record label. While major labels are global and operate their own publishing and distribution companies, indie labels work with other small companies, either in a long-term partnership or in smaller contractual relationships for their distribution and publishing needs. Okay, the indie niche. While indie labels can't offer the kind of funding for artists that major labels can because of the benefits, indie label contracts are fast becoming a new goal for many artists, and a more realistic goal, to be honest at that. Indie labels offer many benefits that big labels can't. Because of all the upsides and the fast trend towards social media and all digital platforms, indie labels have created a true niche for themselves in today's music industry climate. So, the pros and cons of working with an indie label. Indie labels generally have the freedom to work with whoever they like. There's no pressure, like you find at a major label, to sacrifice your taste in favour of seeking chart success. When you sign to an indie label, in almost every instance, it's because the label is a huge fan of your music. That translates into massive dedication because they believe in what you're doing as an artist and a band, and that is huge. Also, close working relationships. Because indie labels have smaller staffs and much tighter rosters, musicians can more easily develop a close working relationship with the people on the record and the owners of that label. Although it's not always the case that artists can pick up the phone and get an immediate answer, the odds, as I just mentioned, of communication are far greater than having with a major label. So some really interesting points for you all to look at there, really. So what we're going to do now, I'm going to pass over to Bex for the facts of the day, and I'll be back to you in the second half to look further into the pros and cons of an indie versus a major record company.
Facts of the day.
This week, I've been looking into how music affects us. And the research shows that listening to music enhances our physical performance and helps us to even improve our motivation. Research has consistently shown that the synchronization of music with repetitive exercise provides enhanced physical performance, helping people to both work out for longer and train more efficiently. For example, in one study, participants who cycled in time to music found that they required 7% less oxygen compared to cycling with background music. According to the study, led by a sports psychologist, the effects of music led to higher than expected levels of endurance, power, productivity, or strength. So music has lots of really great benefits, which was really interesting to delve into for this week's fact of the day. And now it's back over to Pete for the second part of the pros and cons of indies versus the major labels.
Well, welcome back to the second part of independent labels versus the major labels and the pros and cons. And thanks to Bex for another great facts of the day. Okay, let's jump straight back in. Next area we're going to look at is artist-friendly deals. Some larger indie labels have relatively complex contracts, but smaller indies often do business on a little more than a handshake and a profit split agreement. You'll seldom find indie labels demanding any measure of creative control over their artist, and most indies don't lock their artist into long-term multi-album contract deals. So what are the cons of working with an indie label? Of course, indie labels are not without their drawbacks. Consider the following before you decide who you want to sign with. The first one, in anyone's book really, is money. While money is the top reasons to sign with a major label, it definitely tops the list of negatives for indies. While some indie labels are sitting pretty financially well, most small operations are just trying to stay afloat. They usually don't have the finances to fund all-out media blitz like the major labels, and they often have to be really creative with their promotion and PR ideas just to stay ahead of the game. They often can't afford big advances, fancy packaging, large recording budgets, massive tour support, and other perks a major label has to offer you. With indie labels, you'll usually have to remain financially invested in your own music. What I mean by that is basically you have to stay afloat, and at some point you're going to have to sort of fork out your own wallet and cash to actually keep you going, because as we all know, the indie sector is very difficult, and you're going to have a working relationship with the label you work with. And now we're going to look at the size of a label. Although intimate size in indie labels has its upsides in terms of a closer and more accessible relationship, there are also downsides to being small. Indies just don't have the purchasing power of major labels, and with a small roster, they have fewer strings to pull with the media. Also, the smaller label, the less influence and the power within the music industry and the press. It just goes hand in hand, really. So let's look at the pros and cons of signing to a major label. What are the pros? Larger promotional budgets, more connections, more clout and influence. They can do business in bulk. Now let's look at the cons. Resources spread among many acts. So that budget could go for, you know, four or five acts. You could be signed to a major label and you're actually stuck on the shelf because they just want to get you out of the way because you're competition. Staff turnover. So that's like with any company, really. So you get used to dealing with a couple of people or one person, and suddenly they've moved on and you've got a new person in situ. They don't quite like what you're doing, or you don't quite see eye to eye. That's difficult. Comes into limited personal attention because they've got massive roster of acts to look after and you're 59th in the queue or you're 509th in the queue. Also limited negotiation leverage as well. So you only have a limited amount that you'll be able to do, which is, you know, just depends on the situation you're in at the time, really. And many dedicated music lovers, you know, work at major labels on the side of the music industry. However, you will find not everyone who works at major labels loves music. You'll find a high concentration of people who are in the business strictly just to get paid. In major labels, then you will find with indie labels, and that sometimes ends up rubbing musicians really up the wrong way. There are good and bad points to sign with a major of an independent record label, and if you find yourself in this situation, then really the best way forward is to seek professional advice. Go and talk to your attorney, go and talk to your accountant to help you navigate this area so that you can really make an informed decision as an artist and a band of what's really best for your career. And I think that's really sort of quite prominent really in this session. It's having the knowledge and having the tools to be armed to actually move forward in your career and, you know, making an informed decision really, because as I've said many, many times, and you'll hear me say this many more times over, the entertainment space is a very complex one and it takes a long time to navigate and understand your way through what a label does. Then you've got to understand what synchronization is. Then you've got merchandising splits, and then you've got publishing. Before you know it, you could do 10 years, 20 years down the road, which I've come across several acts that have, you know, had 40, 50, 60 years of career within the industry and start saying to me, oh, what about my royalties? I think I'm owed this amount of money, or what happened to that album? And this is what we're trying to do, is to make arm the independent sector as best as we possibly can with our knowledge and, you know, ideas and what we've done throughout the world, and bringing key guests onto the podcast really, so that you've got, you know, strength in numbers and a bit more clarity on where you're going to go. So that's all for this session. Now it's over to Bex for this week's question of the day.
Okay, so now let's look at this week's question of the day. Which singer appeared on stage at both Wembley and Philadelphia during the Live Aid concert? So if you think you know the answer, please get in touch with us, and you can do this by sending us a voice message via anchor.fm/entertainmentengine, or you can email us directly at podcast@seamlessentertainment.co.uk for a chance to be featured on next week's show. Entertainment news.
In the film news this week, we look at the forthcoming reissue of Total Recall Returns for its 30th anniversary in 4K. Soon you'll be able to enjoy the 1990s classic film Total Recall in a brand new scrubbed up 4K reissue edition for its 30th anniversary. I mean, can you believe it? 30 years old, all in its glory. Based on Philip K. Dick's short story, We Can Remember It for Wholesale, it's a tale of meddled memories, virtual vacations, and Arnold Schwarzenegger with Sharon Stone on the rampage on Mars, packed with explosive action and classic one-off lines. The newly restored edition will arrive on 23rd of November with your usual Blu-ray, DVD and digital releases, and all singing, all dancing, 5-disc 4K Ultra HD Collector's Edition. I mean, wow. Including a double-sided poster, art cards, and a 48-page booklet with writing all about the film, plus the film's soundtrack on CD to boot. So what are you waiting for? Get yourself to Mars and enjoy the ride. Now, on this week's music news, we have the Canadian country band Me and May, which is the brainchild of Sean Meehan, bringing back the old school country rock sound to a new generation. Armed with big vocals like the Eagles, Zac Brown Band and Alabama, Southern Fried Guitars, Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Allman Brothers, and a tenacious drive, the band plan to take the world by storm. Me and May have spent the last few years developing and honing their craft like any band should, during which they have played several major Canadian country festivals, including Sunfest, Rockin' River, Big Valley Jamboree, and the Darfin Country Fest. They've also showcased at the world-famous NAMM Convention in Los Angeles and opened for major recording artists such as Tim McGraw, Alan Jackson, Rascal Flatts, and Dallas Smith. As a result of all their hard work and dedication, they were awarded the BCCMA Ray McCauley Horizon Award and nominated 2 years in a row for the Group of the Year. I mean, pretty outstanding, really. And the band are managed by veteran music industry executive Clyde Hill, who has been in the business making and promoting music for over 30 years. Clyde toured throughout the US, Canada and Asia with funk group Rama and performed at the Grammys after party in 1986. Clyde, over the years, has developed and managed many of Vancouver's best-known artists, notably Nickelback, signed to Roadrunner EMI, Flybanger, Columbia Sony, and Noise Therapy, who was signed to A&M Universal, plus YTT and Big Shoes, were all discovered and developed by Clyde Hill. Hitting the streets and developing their own style of guerrilla marketing, and were in the face of every A&R rep, concert promoter, booking Nickelback agency and music director in Canada and the US. Looking like a great team, the Clyde and the band Me and May, taking on the world and bringing some great music to people across the globe. Nice one. You can check the band out on www.meandmay.com, plus all social media platforms. More on the music news next week. Well, that's all for today's episode of The Entertainment Engine, and thanks for listening.
Join us again next week when we have our next special guest on the show, American singer-songwriter and guitarist Jesse Kinch. Jesse was the first winner of the American ABC TV series of Rising Star, which was presented by Josh Brogan, and the judges included Keisha, Brad Paisley and Ludacris. Jesse is part of a new generation of young talent who want to bring rock and roll back to its glory days.
So, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow The Entertainment Engine on Facebook and Twitter for all the latest updates.
It would be great to have your feedback on the show, so you can always drop us a message at any time. That'd be great.
Thanks for listening to the show and stay safe.
The Entertainment Engine.